All right, it's that time. It's time for Beyond Sight and Sound. Let's do this.
S&W Shooters and Prospectors. What is S&W Shooters and Prospectors?
We at S&W Shooters and Prospectors help people find treasure.
Did you say treasure?
Yes, treasure. Just listen to this amazing review from our happy customer, Jackie Sparrow.
Error, chocolate ship shape, and a pleasure to deal with. I was able to buy everything that I needed at prices that were shillings less than others. I found my 9 pieces of 8 in no time. Savvy?
I know you're asking yourself, why should I shop at S&W Shooter and Prospectors?
Chuck Smalley has over 45 years of metal detecting experience. He works with each customer one-on-one to customize their setup to match their skill level.
So if you always dreamt of being a pirate,
Error.
Contact Chuck at S&W Shooters and Prospectors, and he'll take a great deal for you.
Bypass and rum not included.
Caution. Please do not operate motor vehicles or power equipment while under the influence of this show. Listening to this show could cause side effects such as bouts of laughter, violent binges of cabin fever, and even dreams of silver and gold. Please be advised. Now that the fine print is out of the way, on with the show.
All right. We're back. Fashionably late, but we're back. We're back. The fashionably late was on my part. I apologize. It happens. I got hit with a last minute update right before the show, and anything that could go wrong has went wrong, we'll say. And it's been a nightmare today. I just need to go back to bed and start over. And I don't know, the eclipse put some bad juju in the air or something. But at least we did make it in fashionably late. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if people will have any eclipse stories to share to get themselves in the running.
Enlighten us.
And if they don't, I did see some things. I did see some things over the past few days around the eclipse and stuff like that, and I think, I don't know, I'll see if Mike is in the chat or not and see what he thinks. Sure. Well, one way or the other, even if nobody does get themselves into the running, I do have a couple of honorable mentions that I'll see if I can get a little something out to them.
Anybody else having trouble?
Hopefully things are going well. Oh no, did we lose Chuck?
No, you didn't lose me. You were breaking up.
I'll check the chat here real quick and see if the audio is coming through okay. We hope. So if the audio is coming through all right, we'll see.
Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, it looks like. Yeah, it says they said I was breaking up, but
you just did again.
I'm just coming off the tail of that update. Yeah, okay. I'm just coming off the tail of that update, so I don't know that there's a lot I can do about that tonight.
Okay. Well, the thing is we need to be enlightened. I saw some pictures in the field of everybody wearing their tinfoil. Yes, I did. Most definitely. Got a good chuckle out of them. They were good. Especially the full face mask, the knight in shining armor style.
Yeah, I like that. That was kind of a Star Wars look.
Yep. Yep. So it was interesting. And you know the game here. Somebody's got to call in and we'll link you up or call in and talk with Josh. Tell us about what you found. If you had any interesting finds. Now, I know some were just pull tabs. I heard that.
Yeah, there were just pull tabs for some. Some people made some finds, though.
Tell us about it.
I saw a post here.
There's silver at stake here. And then you got a first and second place sets. And then honorable mention third place, I've got some silver for you. And some of it may be the comedic end of it. So we'll see what you got. Again, no Josh. So
yeah, I figured. Well, now I'm having problems with that end.
Warren O'Reilly got a shield nickel. That's good. But if you guys didn't see the pictures posted by the Bortners and others on Detecting Beyond Sight and Sound, check them out. There were several pretty good pictures on there, folks.
Yeah, there were some comical ones.
No, yes. Most definitely. See if I can find them. Maybe
a whole lot. There are, like I said, regardless of whether or not anybody gets themselves in the running, there will be a couple of honorable mentions.
Oh, yes.
To speak of.
We're heading out to the field.
Now that is going to the extreme.
We're
going to
go find some treasure.
In tinfoil, Shannon.
All right. Bye.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought you said this would give me extra death. Oh. What the hell?
It was supposed to be on the top head, not the coil head. But that was good.
Janet still, Chad, that was.
She went for style. Let's see if I find any more here.
Yes, she did.
Okay.
And I noticed a few fines. So, you want to call in and talk about it? We would love to have you do that. Your Silva is on the line.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some things set up here. Okay. Somebody keeps trying to get into the show, but I'm not quite ready for that. So hopefully I can catch them this time.
Okay. Try again. Try again. Hello, John Ramoska, Scott, ORH, everybody in the house tonight, Tam, Barb, Ian, got a good crew on board, Bortners, Michael Aquamet, Celeste, how you doing, Bill Hayes, good crowd.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got some Facebook people checking in. Don't have a name tagged here, but welcome. Yep, all the crazies are here, Barb. There's no doubt about that. We're a happy group.
Right. Right.
Scott, how you doing, buddy? Is Josh works on the IT, and I'm trying to catch up with everybody.
Yeah, I've had I've had some issues with my communications lately.
Okay, keep working at it. Hey, John Ramoska. Good crowd. So we'll get this figured out here.
Right. Or they can message me and I'll just send them a link and we'll drag them into the show.
There you go. Just send a message to him. Link up. Let's see you on here.
Or they can send you a link as well. I know you've got the link. It came in your messenger just a few minutes ago.
Yes, sir. Today was one of those days that kept me pretty busy and tense for a while.
Yeah, it sounds like it was definitely very tense.
So. Always going to those big sites like that and they don't know what they got cooking in there until you can get in there and figure it out. It was an interesting 4 hours. One of our
and that was
had a fire.
Right. Yeah, I can certainly understand that.
Hey, Mike, those $1.50 reading glasses work until you get them scratched up.
Right.
Dennis is in the house. I see that. Well, I got a report from Dennis there. They didn't find anything. Oh, but they found some coins in a park. The machines didn't blow up. No demons came out of the ground. I cheated, though. He had a priest with him. Father Paul, I'll bet on it.
Oh, well.
Cover your bases. It never hurts.
Right. Okay.
Hey, Richard, how you doing? Richard's in the house.
With getting the last minute update right before the show, I'm having a little bit of problems getting things to sync up yet.
Only Mike Lacquemet would have
that's
news on a piece like that. I'm not going to repeat it. Read it. Oh, golly.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Go with the flow.
What?
Phil is trying to call in. According to Shannon,
he's
going to call in. Send him a link.
Yeah. I did see he was trying to call in, but I'm still in the process of trying to get things synced up here. That update really threw me for a curve here. And then it didn't help matters either, getting logged in at the last minute to start the show late, and I'm getting all sorts of messages about streaming destinations not being available, and so I think we're still everywhere, but I don't know.
Yep.
It looks like from what I'm seeing in the chat, we are still everywhere. So that's a plus. And hopefully my audio is cleared up.
Ian tried to call in too. So he may want a link, Ian Aiken.
Right. And if he does, he's going to have to say something in the chat because I'm still trying to get things synced here.
Okay. Yeah.
Chat is not where I'm looking, but at least if he puts it in the chat, you may see.
I'm going to step away a second. Got to blow my nose.
And we'll see what happens then. Because I'm not sure. I'm not real sure what has happened here. But we'll see. I'm still trying to figure that out. That has thrown a bit of a wrench in things, and I'm trying to juggle two or three different things. We'll see if we can get things rolling here. Let's see here. Okay. Let's try that and see what happens. Which means before I do anything else, I have to jump back here to a different screen. And then if people only knew, the struggle is real over here tonight, believe me. It's a little hard to see things when everything's jumping around. So, just one of those things. Sometimes you have to roll with it. And that's what we're currently trying to do. I'm trying to keep one eye on the screen and still get things done back here and see how things go.
Okay.
And Chuck is back.
Yes. Sorry. Hey.
Wow.
That was unexpected.
Well, it's been a long day.
Yeah.
It has been a long day.
I had plenty of backup on site. Yes, Scott, we're coming. We will be there. Frankie,
I'll bet.
Be on site. Yep. will probably be staying in an America Inn.
And we'll see if this works. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen here. Okay. I'm trying to get things to work here and cooperate.
Ian.
Hey, Chuck, how are you?
Okay.
He's on. Cool.
There we go.
Yeah, we got past the first hurdle.
How's it going, Ian?
It's been going good.
Right.
Well, did you get out that day?
Good.
I had the detector ready to go, had it ready to go for lunchtime, and got called away to go work in a Walmart. So the only thing I got to look at was Blue Moon. That's the closest I got to looking at the sky to see this eclipse.
Blue Moon.
Yep.
Instead of the dark of the moon and just a ring of fire.
I did see that post. That was a very empty shelf.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The only good thing that came out of it, I didn't get to post a picture of it, but got a penny out of the Coinstar machine at the Walmart, so I guess that's the only good find I had that whole day.
Okay. You got a penny out of the coin. Hey, you didn't go away totally broke.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't get skunked.
No.
But now that I broke the ice and we know the links work, I really hope Phil jumps on and we can hear about this, you know, coil cover that he used to increase that depth in the field.
That made me laugh.
Well, it made us all laugh.
Yeah.
Definitely brightened up my day.
Yeah. Phil's the kind of guy I like to hunt behind.
Yeah. That was definitely funny.
Well, the good news is if he's around Phil's you, kind of guy his I like face to shield, hunt. Then,
with never he, a dull moment.
That's now, true.
I got to answer a question. Are you Janet? You can call in. She asked me if she could call in. By all means, Janet. Yeah. When as we go through, I think I'd like to overload it. Listen to Josh try and figure it out.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and kick me to the curb or put me back on the backstage, as StreamYard said.
That was a good post for the day. The blue one.
Yep. That's what we got. But guys, call in. Don't be shy.
No, we want to hear about it. You got a chance to win some Silva. Right. You didn't find it. I read that, Richard. I'm sure the doctor saw the full moon, but not outside. Uh-oh. I don't hear Josh. Did we lose everybody? Can you hear me?
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
I was right there.
I can hear you again.
And then it was gone. Yeah. Which, I mean, really, I'm not doing this on purpose, folks. There is a viable excuse.
Sounds like somebody's trying to call in. Hey, folks, it's new. We're trying to put all this together, and this is live.
All right. Nope. Now, live. Let's try the.
Hey, Carrie.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello? No hookup, maybe.
I don't know. I may have lost them all that time because somebody else tried to jump in.
Keep trying, folks. We'll get it sorted out.
See, I've had to I've had to set my phone down on a solid surface because of other pending issues that we're trying to work out with doctors. And unfortunately, it is making things quite difficult for me tonight.
We got time. Sounds like somebody's trying to call. If that's what I think it is. Yeah, Tam, I think you're right. And operators are standing by. Scott, that's good.
Yeah. Anybody that... I'm really not ready to explain the pending issues that I'm dealing with, along with the technical issue right now. And that'll come out in a later show, I'm sure, because there will.
Ian gave me a little bit of a just relax. It'll come. It don't sweat it. Ian says.
Yeah. Yep. They. Some of the people that we're trying to call in. Obviously, well, as far as I know, Ian just came on through the link. So,
we're a law firm now there, Josh. According to Scott. Hello, Facebook user. Yes, I can see your comments, just no name right? Link. Yeah, but wait, there's more, according to Bart and Barb. One ringy dingy. Okay. Ringy dingy. Yeah. Well, I'm getting a laugh. That's helping me out from the stress of the day.
Right. That's definitely what people need. Now, I'm not sure if I think we've got a caller on this time. I don't know.
Yes, you do. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Okay, it's Janet. Me, Janet. Yep.
Hi, Janet. I can hear you.
Something finally worked.
Well, you know, it kept ringing, and then it would go to a busy signal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing something.
That was me.
That was you? And then it called me back.
I'm not sure how I managed that. I don't know if that was me or not.
I don't know, but it called me back, but there wasn't nobody there.
Yeah,
because I wasn't going to answer.
I can believe that.
Because I thought it was him.
Oh. Well, okay, so we've got Janet, and I know that my audio has dropped a little bit. I can always bump my gain up. But at least we've got you on with us, Janet.
Okay, now I'm making real funny noise.
Yeah. Tell us your story about detecting an eclipse.
Yeah.
Okay.
They took care of that.
Well, my hat worked. That's all I can say.
You were having...
How well did it work?
Like such a great time with the hat.
Yeah.
I had... It worked very well. I got a quarter and a penny during the eclipse.
Well,
I did better during the eclipse than I did the day before.
Excellent.
Did better... she did better than Jack did, because Jack wouldn't go out with her.
No, he would not go out with me. He just kept shaking his head. He ought to know by now how I am. I'm going to go. You know, I don't care. I really got some funny looks.
I like
but
it.
But I had so much.
Uh-oh.
And I should also mention, too.
Yes.
I should also mention, too, that it looked like in the video, Phil and Shannon were in a field. Janet was in public places with this foil hat.
Yes, I was. I was in a very public place. And I got some really weird looks, let me tell you. This one lady, she just kept staring at me. I just finally waved at her and she turned her head. But I had a ball. I loved it.
Oh.
I know. I loved seeing the posts, and I don't know how many people saw the photo. I think I've got the photo. And for those that haven't seen it, as long as it's all right with Janet, of course, I'm sure it probably is. Obviously, she's been seen in public with this. She doesn't care. There's
I don't
no
care.
Shame.
Sure.
I will post that up after the show on the Beyond Sight and Sound page.
Okay, that'll be fine.
That was something. And she put some work into this.
Yeah. I
that
like
yes,
that.
Yes, I did.
Was decorated.
You know, what was really nice was the first day that I, no, the day of the eclipse, I had gone to a park that is hooked up to a bigger park that I went to. And I had met a fellow detectorist. And he walked over and said, "Is the tinfoil helping?" And I just started laughing. I just burst out laughing. And I said, "No, not really, because all I found was a couple of rusty nails." And he just laughed.
Yeah, wasn't working at that spot.
No, it wasn't. So then I decided, well, maybe I'll just go to the bigger park. And that's when all the people were there watching the eclipse. So I thought, okay, here we go.
So this but you know what? Was during the eclipse.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh,
it was during the eclipse. I tried to do a live, but that didn't work out pretty good. So I gave up on it.
Looking at you like
but it was during the eclipse. Oh, they were. Let me tell you.
Oh God.
It was hilarious. I had more fun with that, I think, than I did metal detecting.
Well, and
that was
one of the things that we said, you know, we want everybody to have fun with it. And you definitely had fun with it.
Oh, yeah, I'd do it again.
Well,
Jack won't go with me, but I would still do it again.
And you're on your own call there. Oh, Steve's in the house. Hi, Steve.
Right about that.
So
wow.
Okay, well, I'll let you guys go and let somebody else try and call in.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Janet.
Okay. I'm not sure how that happened, but it worked. That's the important part.
You're not sure, but it worked.
Let me see here.
Okay.
It seems like maybe. Oh, okay. That wasn't. Yeah, that was me. I don't know. I think I was getting a Facebook message.
Okay.
Trying to see here. Okay. Apparently that's just spam. I had to check in case somebody was looking for a link for the show.
Okay. Got great sound effects tonight. I'll say that for you.
Yeah. All of them unintentional.
I know. It's all right.
It's like, you know, I do all of my own stunts, and most of them are unintentional, too. Boy, did I do a doozy today.
Oh, no. Don't tell me you're up in a tree cutting a limb or something.
Yeah, I displayed such skills of cat-like prowess.
You got a call. Okay. Are you still with us?
We've got him, I think.
Hey, it worked.
Believe me, you should sound thrilled that it worked, okay. Because I am thrilled that it worked.
Well, that's why I called in, to give you some technical advice. If a guy named Jay Kimmel... Because I got one of those calls, and it didn't help me get any more depth with my metal detector at all.
Yeah, you're right. And I had missed that post. I had been in the group and out and had not noticed it, when all of a sudden I hear your voice saying, you know, you said this would give me more depth. What the hell? And yep. I just broke out laughing. Tim's like, you have got to see this. That was absolutely hilarious. I mean, the video clip with having the tinfoil on the face, that was funny. But the video with the aluminum foil coil, that was classic. That was killer.
I just fell
out of the chair. Just
stood there and scratched my head.
We had just got out to the field. It's like,
so
yeah, we had just got out to the field and told Shannon, here, record this.
Oh, this was your idea.
I mean, Shannon. Shannon's idea. Yeah, that's it.
I thought maybe Shannon had forced you into it.
No, she had super glued the aluminum foil on my face at the gas station. That's when we did the... So...
I did
find 2 wheat pennies. I did find 2 wheat pennies in my very first marble.
With the foil coil.
There you go, Michael.
I had to take it off because it was kind of on the loud side. Especially with those Aquatex on. Yeah, it was ringing a little too loud.
Oh, yeah, they could probably hear you in Indiana with those Aquatex.
Yeah.
But you but found she, the now very my middle, first marble, and that was during the eclipse?
That was about 4 minutes after we quit the video. Okay. So that was my very first find that day.
Yeah.
But, my metal detector was fine, but Shannon's was acting funny.
Really?
She even said her pinpointer was acting funny. But I don't know. Mine was fine. All I found is 2 pennies, though, 2 Wheaties.
Hey.
Hey.
Didn't get skunked.
It was working.
Nope.
And how is that?
Even if I don't find anything, it's fun being out there anyway.
Phil, did you find those pennies after you took the foil off? Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, that foil, I did turn it on, and it was, pretty chattery and loud, so I had to take that off.
Right. So once with the face mask, once with the coil cover, and vowed never to be foiled again the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yep, that was fun, though.
It was.
I will get off here to let somebody else try to call in. You guys sound good. Josh, don't have lag anymore. Sounds good.
Good. Thanks, Phil.
Lag. I'm just keeping up.
Now, are you going to be at Detecting Heartland?
Certainly. Go find a bucket lister, guys. You betcha. Looking forward to it.
Okay, good.
Yep.
We'll see you there.
They try not to miss an event.
Yes. Look forward to it. See you guys.
See ya. Take care, buddy.
That video with the coil covered in foil was
broke me up.
Just absolutely priceless. I laughed my ass off.
And Richard will see us there.
Matter of fact, I had said that. At DTH?
Yes. Get to see Richard again.
Matter of fact, I had said that if nobody happened to share any eclipse stories, whether they got on to the show or called in, or whatever, I'd at least do some honorable mentions and get a little something out to them. But hey, the people I was going to give shout outs to have already interacted with the show.
There you go. Do we got anybody else wanting to call in? We've got 3. Let's work for 4, 5, and 6. I heard Richard's story, and I don't think I would have liked to been in his position.
Yeah.
No.
I agree. I definitely agree. All right, so we'll see if we get, like I said, anybody can message myself or even Chuck and get the link. Yep. As we saw with Ian, he opted to come on without video, I believe.
Yep.
So we can get him on without video if you guys are.
In fact, Phil was without video. At least I didn't.
Opting for that. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Phil and Janet were without video because they called into the show. Ian was on through the link.
Barb says she.
Quite honestly, his audio sounded better that way.
Right.
Oh, Barb said she tried to call in?
No, she doesn't have a story because she stopped at a rest area, viewed the eclipse, and kept on trucking home.
Ah.
So, anybody else? Bring it forward.
Well, I was outside for the eclipse, and I'll tell you what, that was interesting. It really was. I didn't think anybody else was near us, but once it went into totality, it sounded like a block party because everybody was hooting and hollering around us, shooting off fireworks and,
oh golly,
all of that. And then somebody set off an M80, and I think Tam just about jumped right out of her chair.
There you go. John Ramoska asked me,
and it was not me.
Where are we staying for DTH? I believe the American in Boone. America Inn, or however you pronounce it. So. Oh, Steve says it sucked. We're in Jersey. That's too bad. It was pretty nice here.
Yeah, there were spots that they were on track to have a good view of the eclipse, and they got hit with bad weather. For us, we did have a little bit of cloud cover earlier in the day, but that had pretty much dissipated by the time the eclipse was starting. There were still some clouds, but they were high. So it didn't inhibit anybody's experience around our area.
We had about a 90%. I see ORH says they had 99% totality, so it probably darkened up pretty good. It darkened here, but nothing like the 100%ers. And so,
yeah, that, probably that darkened like dusk.
Yes. Yeah, a little bit like that. And yeah, it was neat.
Yeah, see. For us, it darkened like night. Although it was a little strange seeing the solar lights and street lights kick in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Janet just said her street lights came on there. That's cool.
But that's the way it goes.
Richard reports he was about 83%.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was cool, but I did see something. Indianapolis Motor Speedway opened up, let people go in.
Not bad.
That was cool. So.
Right.
Yeah, Dennis, it was pretty close to what.
And I couldn't.
Crescent Moon.
And I couldn't help but wonder, places that were on track to get a good view of the eclipse that got hit with bad weather, you know, some people may have traveled from states away or even another country just to get to see bad weather. That's got to be frustrating.
Yeah. But anybody doesn't have any stories, come on, kick them in if you got some more, because I don't think we're going to decide tonight who gets what yet. So call in if you got it. Well, I don't hear the phone ringing off the wall.
Right.
Right. I see the borders
are standing. Their streetlights came on.
Yeah.
I know it. They did for Ohio Relic Hunter, too, and us.
Interesting. Yeah, our street lights
yeah
are at the end of the road. I don't know if it came on or not. I don't think it did.
Well, now tell you, I don't know how many people were paying very close attention to even notice the byproduct of the eclipse, because everybody was busy staring at the sky.
Yeah.
But as soon as we started going into the eclipse, did you notice the birds all went back to the nests? The bees all went back to the hives because they thought it was getting dark.
That was flying for us here was a bald eagle was circling around out here high and just gliding. But there were no other small birds out, anything like that.
No. They had all headed back to the roost. They thought it was nighttime. And I don't know how it was for you out there in Illinois, but here, as soon as we started going into the eclipse, the temperature started dropping.
I heard a lot of people talk about the temperature drop.
Yeah, I want to say it dropped 5-10 degrees in a matter of minutes.
Kevin Barkley's story. Boss showed me a black piece of paper, said it was a picture of the eclipse. Then he told him to get back to work. Richard is not going to call in. That's appreciated.
Yeah, I'm sure that everyone else in the chat appreciates that as well.
Yes.
Very kind of you, Richard.
Jack wouldn't go out. She's trying to get him to call in and tell us why. We would like to know that.
Right. She was having such a nice time.
Yeah.
It was something else.
I really like
it. Did. She put some time into that hat.
She did.
Decorated it.
Whoop.
Right.
One ringy dingy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we got all sorts of effects.
You got something going.
I just got a whole bag. That's the way it goes, though. Sometimes.
Yeah, you're having all kinds of little issues. Ben Bogg. Hello, Ben.
It was definitely a rough start, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, if we aren't going to get any more callers, you guys will have to make it. Huh?
I said, but we did make it.
We did make it. A few interruptions, downtime, but we kept live and kept going. That's all about being live. You just don't know what's going to happen. Right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, when it's live, you never know, and you just have to roll with it.
Okay. Oh, it's actually Ben Bogus. Sorry, Ben, but hello. Welcome, buddy.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Shannon says they had the entire roll
a bit
in the car. Okay. Well,
I know Ohio Relic Hunter said he did take his machine out and try things for a little bit, and his machine worked just as it should. So there were no machine issues reported in his neck of the woods.
Good.
And that's a good thing.
Anybody detecting when the eclipse was total and it was darkness, but that all depends upon where you lived. So, you know, have a headlamp on and all that crazy stuff. But the tinfoil, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Got to go with that. So we'll let you know who gets the goodies. What, Wednesday? Or no, Sunday. Excuse me. Good night, Steve Pacifico.
Yeah, we can do that. Or, yeah.
Yep. Sunday we'll announce a winner.
Yeah, we can. I would say we can do that Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Then we'll try doing another setup where
all
we can.
All right. Well, what do you say we get on out of here?
Yes, sir. We will get on out of here. Everybody get out there and find something.
Yes. When I'm better prepared and not coming off the tail of an update.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Hang in there with me, Chuck. I'll get back to you in just a minute. Okay. For everyone else, thanks for tuning in and dealing with the little bit of technical snafu. Have a wonderful evening. Get out there and find it if you can. We got to roll.
I'm glad you found us here tonight. Thanks for dropping by and joining in. If you like metal detecting, treasure hunting, gold prospecting, or even entertaining discussion, check us out Wednesdays and Sundays, 8 p.m. Eastern, on your favorite podcast distribution services.